The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is our gospel reading for this past Sunday, the fifth Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Luke chapter 9, verses 18 to 20, where Luke was inspired to write, "Once when Jesus was praying in private and his disciples were with him, he asked them, 'Who do the crowds say I am?' They replied, 'Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others that one of the prophets of long ago has come back to life.' 'But what about you?' he asked. 'Who do you say I am?' Peter answered, 'The Christ of God.'" My dear friends in Christ, when we think about the Apostle Peter, what is the first thing that quite naturally seems to come to our minds? Tragically, what probably comes to our minds first, maybe, is how Peter ended up denying Jesus three times on the night before Jesus was crucified. And it's kind of strange that that's maybe what comes to our minds first when we could have thought about, oh, that beautiful sermon that the Holy Spirit inspired him to write on the day of Pentecost. Or the beautiful confession that Peter makes about his faith in our reading for today. But instead, maybe we think about the denial. This tells us of one basic human tendency that all of us seem to possess to some extent. When we look at someone, when we look at others, it seems as if we maybe like to think about something bad in that other person. Our sinful pride always wants us to think that we're better than others. Oh, are we guilty of looking at other people and then thinking what lousy Christians they may be, or seeing their faults first? We shouldn't make such accusations, but if we were inclined to do so, what we really ought to do is consider first how people would view us, how they would think about us. When other people look at our lives, do they see lousy Christians, or do they see people that they believe to be Christians at all? What do our lives say about what we believe? What kind of confession do we make about Christ in the words that we speak and in the lives that we live? What kind of confession are we making? The chapter of our reading begins with Jesus sending out the 12 disciples on their first independent mission work in Israel. After they returned, then Luke reports for us how Christ miraculously fed the 5,000 people, 5,000 men plus the women and children, with starting with just a little bit of bread and fish. And we think that after a miracle like that, that what would happen is that Jesus would be gathering followers by the fistful. But that wasn't the case. The opposite was true. Many people left Jesus, and that's why Jesus pointedly asked his disciples to state their opinion about who they believed about him. Luke tells us in this instance that Jesus was praying. It was a serious time, and Jesus wanted to know what his disciples would confess about who Jesus was. But first he asked, "Who do the crowds say I am?" The disciples answered, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, still others that one of the prophets of long ago has come back to life." Oh, the crowd had many ideas about who Jesus was. But the sad thing is that the disciples didn't say, "Well, some see you as the promised one." They didn't say that. Jesus didn't seem to attach any real great importance to these rumors. He didn't discuss them. Those rumors revealed a people's lack of understanding. they also show that it's very possible for a person to have a very high opinion of Christ and yet fail to have a proper understanding of him and his work. And unfortunately, there are many people who are like that today, that they maybe think of Jesus as someone special, but they don't know him as the promised one. It's only by the gracious working of the Holy Spirit that any of us can believe in Jesus and see him for who he really is. That is, as our Savior and our only hope for eternal salvation. Well, then Jesus asked those disciples the all-important question, but what about you? Who do you say I am? Jesus wanted to hear just what they had to say, and Peter, as the spokesman for the disciples, confessed that Jesus was the Christ of God, the Christ. That means the Messiah, the Anointed One, referring to the title that Jesus received at his baptism when he was anointed by the Holy Spirit to be the Savior, to be, well, our great prophet, priest, and king, installing him as in his office as our promised Savior. Peter here responded quickly and clearly. And although the people in general didn't see Jesus for who he really was, the disciples, they knew he was the Christ, even though they didn't understand fully just exactly what that meant until the Holy Spirit came to them on the day of Pentecost. Thank God that the Holy Spirit has come to you so that you know Jesus as the Christ of God, as your Savior, as your way to eternal life. May you and I always confess to the world, as Peter did, that Jesus is the Christ of God, our way and the only way to eternal salvation. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, help me, help all of us always to make the bold and confident confession that Jesus is the Christ of God, so that the Holy Spirit can lead more and more souls to believe that Jesus is their Savior and their way to eternal salvation. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.